Welcome, I'm your humble host Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is January 4, 2012. This is episode 26, Home Buying for Dummies Book Review. If you've visited this site before, or if it's your first time, you will quickly learn that at todolisthome.com, we keep track of things we do around the home, taking action for life, and establishing permaculture in Northern Virginia. More information on this episode and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is She Has Funny Cars by Jefferson Airplane, recorded on Surrealistic Pillow from 2003. Have a listen at amazon.com, and the link can be found in the show notes. This is the first of several planned book reviews because, as I have always said throughout my life, if you want to know how to do something, there is a book out there waiting for you to read. Sure, the internet is great, but books are better. I won't get into that right now. Instead, I wish to introduce you to Home Buying for Dummies, the fourth edition by Eric Tyson and Ray Brown. Both of these gentlemen have decades-long proven track records of providing sound investing and purchasing advice. They speak common sense, which for so long has been missing from the American landscape, especially when it comes to making decisions with your money. I learned several things from Home Buying for Dummies. There are numerous complex calculations and considerations that make buying a home possible. A commitment to understanding the fundamentals of making a budget that allows for savings to grow towards 20% or more for a down payment is the first step towards determining if you should buy a home. This book helped me do that. I've put a link in today's show notes at todolisthome.com to the sample spreadsheet I developed and have approved upon over the years for making and living by a budget prior to and after purchasing this book. This book also taught me about the various types of mortgages that are out there and how to select the most responsible one. I also learned about all of the complexities of the home buying process, from how and where to search for homes, to picking a lender, real estate agent, and home inspector. I also learned many negotiation techniques which were invaluable to keeping us on track towards our goal. What's really good about this book is that it's easy to understand and allows for new knowledge to be applied quickly. It contains everything you need to know about buying a home. It is a handy reference you will turn to over and over before, during, and after purchasing a home. This book contains numerous warnings about things to be aware of during the home buying process, and they look like this. Everyone you need on your home buying team is an individual seeking personal gain. The sooner you understand and accept that, the better off you will be. This book provides excellent advice on how to interview and select your home buying team members, such as the real estate agent, the lender, the broker, and the home inspector, just to name a few. Home Buying for Dummies also has Easy Parts of 10 sections, such as 10 tips for finding real estate on the web, 10 financial to-dos after you purchase a home, 10 things you need to know when investing in real estate, and 10 things to consider when selling your home. Home Buying for Dummies is a must-read for anyone without years of successful experience looking to buy a home. Whether it's your first home or not, Home Buying for Dummies will help you consider ways to save time and money. Everyone who would like to buy a home must first learn how to do it. It is a well-established fact now in America that many people who bought a home in the past 10 years didn't know what they were doing. This book will greatly assist anyone who wishes to avoid costly mistakes. I know we avoided some big mistakes, and if you listen to episodes 4 and 5 at todolisthome.com, you will learn more about our home buying experience, which took 5 years from the time we first went looking until we actually made a purchase. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful and don't get taken.